For Columbia Radio News, I'm Clara Bowders. The Prime Minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, has resigned. A new presidential council has been sworn in. William O'Neill, a human rights expert on Haiti, says now that transitional officials are in place, it may smooth the way for an outside security force to arrive.
I hope the first thing they do is get in touch with the president of Kenya, William Ruto, and figure out a way to get the Kenyan-led multinational support mission into Haiti as soon as possible.
Last October, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution authorizing an international force to be sent into Haiti. Gang violence has killed or injured more than 2,500 people from January to March. And the national police are outgunned and outnumbered by gangs. Kenya had agreed to lead the mission. American officials have confirmed Ukraine has begun using long-range ballistic missiles against Russia that were secretly provided by the U.S. Officials said the plan had not been announced publicly to prevent the information from falling into the wrong hands. Ukrainian forces have suffered from a shortage of ammunition and air defense systems in recent months, and officials there have blamed delays in military aid from the U.S. and other Western allies for the loss of lives and territory in their country. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Wednesday it was possible that Russia could make additional tactical gains in the coming weeks. According to a new report from the Commerce Department, the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 1.6% in the first 3 months of this year. That is a substantial decrease from the end of last year and slower growth than forecasters had expected. But consumer spending, the largest driver of the economy, has held up fairly well. Consumers continue to spend more on services, including restaurant meals and travel, although they've cut back on big purchases like cars and furniture. For Columbia Radio News, I'm Clara Bowders.